These.
Kick a football.
Kick a football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years.
40.
Well, you know the deal by now. Pro Picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Peter's in the lead. No other way to say it. He's been on a roll that none of us can understand, probably fueled by information given to him by incarcerated Bob. I don't know if I'll accept the results of the
Is that true?
Of the competition.
Oh,
I didn't
realize that.
I might not. I'm deciding. Right now, Peter's in the lead and had a perfect week last week. Perfect, I say. And he's not running away from it from Don, but running away from it. I can't catch him. With the amount of points we have left, I can't catch him, but I can catch Don. So Peter goes first. Don goes third because I had.
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, wait. Well, I had three wins. Oh, no. You had three. I had two. You go second, and I go
third.
So, Peter, you go first, my friend.
Guys, I have said it all week. In fact, I've said it for longer than that. I love the Buffalo Bills. Now, I love the fact that Kansas City hasn't covered in a bajillion years, and I've been betting against them all year. Or not all year, but a lot of this year. So why am I going to get away from it now?
Why are you going to get away from it now?
Patrick Mahomes is compromised.
No, he's not.
I believe his toe is an issue. It was an issue before the head injury.
He's fine.
And listen, I don't know. Going back to how often do people go back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls? This is not common. It does not happen often. Three AFC championship games in a row. Potentially a compromised quarterback. And I don't know. I'm feeling some magic around the Buffalo Bills. I will take the Buffalo Bills for my two-point pick. I understand. I know this is a risk. I know KC could win this. But I'm going to go with the Bills. I haven't won in the Super Bowl, so why not go with them right now? My three-point pick, I'm going to let him ride with the best quarterback I've ever seen play football.
Whoa!
And that is Aaron Rodgers giving 3 points. Yep, Tom Brady may officially or unofficially be the GOAT, but Aaron Rodgers, when it comes to watching people master the craft, to me, there's no one better. This team is in a special place right now, and while the Bucs can be a very good team, like when they crushed Green Bay earlier this season, they also have games when there's something not fluid about their offense. There's something not all the way there about this Bucs team. And it does appear there's magic on the side of the Packers this season. I do not imagine them laying the egg they laid last year in the conference championship game. An incredibly important figure in the team's history, Ted Thompson, passed away this week. There'll be a lot of emotion there. They went and signed Tremont Williams, an old veteran, heart Super Bowl champion with that team. I like the Pack. Let's go Ballard. Let's go Packers. That's my three-point pick. The Pack for three, the Bills for two.
Ballard. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, the one thing that nobody could ever call me, I guess you can call me if you want, but it won't be true. I'm not a fraud. And I said at the beginning of the playoffs that I predicted that it was going to be the Packers and the Bills. So even though I knew that Peter was going to go with the Bills, didn't know if it was going to be his two-point play, but I knew it was going to be a play for him, I'm agreeing with him. I think the Bills cover. Now, whether they win, I still think that they can, but I'm going to go with the Bills and a 3.5. The hook, the toe, and you wanted the stat, Peter, and this could actually work against us. The 12 times, this will be the Kansas City's trying to become the 12th team ever to win a Super Bowl and then host the championship game the next year. Of the previous 11, Peter, 10 advance to the Super Bowl. So the numbers tell you, the only one that didn't, the 1990 49ers when they lost to the Giants, but that doesn't mean cover. That means win the game outright. The 3.5 scares me for KC. It's beyond a trend that they haven't been able to cover since October. The fact that they are 0 for their last 5 covering at home. I'm with Peter. That's my 2-point play. God, Bills plus 3.5.
No one will ever accuse you of being a fraud.
Oh, yeah. The rivers have opened up for the Caster.
Packers and the Bucs.
I gave these picks to Andrew earlier.
Well, can I finish mine?
Changing them. Here we go.
Do I not get to finish my picks?
Oh, I thought you gave it. I'm sorry.
Wow. Like, well, there's more than one game this weekend, Michael. I didn't know if you realized.
I thought I heard you say both. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Trouble.
Okay. Packers home for the Bucs. Brady 9-4 in championship games, but 6-7 covering in those championship games. And let's face it, you take a look at the Buccaneers the last couple of weeks, right? I think the Washington team let them off the hook. And certainly the Saints did. They were about to go up 14. Bucks were going to lose that game. Saints were going to cover. And then the turnovers all happened after the Saints fell behind. So I like Tom Brady to lose this game outright, and I think the Packers cover the 3.5. That's my 3-point play. Michael continues.
All right, my 3-point play is going to be Kansas City. They haven't covered in a long time. I believe in due. Kansas City's a great team, and I think they have a lot to prove because everybody's fallen in love with Buffalo. So please give me Kansas City. That's not a big number. And for my 2-point pick, I'm going to take Tampa Bay simply because that's Tom Brady, baby. That's Tom Brady. As great as Aaron Rodgers is, he has one Super Bowl. Something seems to go wrong. I'm going to depend on Todd Bowles to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers, keep him in the pocket, and we'll see if that defense could shut down Green Bay. The weather is not going to be that much of a determining factor because there's no wind. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I'll take the point. So my 3-point pick is Kansas City. My 2-point pick is Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
So there we go.
And how about that? Because then if it all goes well for you, Michael, you would draw within 2 points of me for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Which
yep.
If we have a different pick for the Super Bowl,
it's all on the line.
It all could change.
Wait, hold on. I missed your picks. My phone rang.
What a jerk.
See, you see that? Don, watch this. Watch how bad a guy, Michael. You want to know my phone rang? The apartment phone? Because I looked at my building. In your New York apartments, Mike, I don't know if you had this when you lived here. There are like these message boards for the building.
Not in the apartment. No, I didn't have that.
So, and a lady put up, a post was there, and it was like, can you help an elderly lady with my computer? And I read the thing, and it was like, if you're proficient in Mac, I need help. And so I emailed earlier today and said, hey, if it's a Mac issue, I should be able to help you. And she just called me. And the second I picked up, she went right into the computer problems as well. So I'm not a jerk. I was trying to do a good thing. But I couldn't let the phone ring any longer because Bear was going nuts.
I know we're up against it, but really quick. So Peter's a jerk for answering his phone and not hearing the picks.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't hear my – you just moved on before I even had my picks, and you don't even have the excuse that the phone was ringing.
No. And I was helping an old lady. Michael was just ignoring you.
So I don't know what happened. Again, I'm off, guys. I apologize.
Too much crying from friends. So you went against him in both?
Yeah, and you too.
Well, you can't touch me. All right.
And if he sweeps and I lose both, he'll draw within two with our 3-point Super Bowl pick. So it's possible.
Now, Andrew Gunling brings up a good point. Why wouldn't you just let the phone go to voicemail, Peter?
It's the apartment phone that there is no voice. It's not a real phone. You know,
why don't you just yank it out of the wall? You're on a show, top rated show. What are you doing?
Well, because if any time I get a call on that phone. It's because someone's at the door. That's the only reason I get a call. So I thought someone was here by accident, and it turns out it was just a sweet old lady.
Jimmy Fallon's doing the Tonight Show, and the phone's ringing. Somebody's pulling the wire out of the wall. He's not picking the phone up during the Tonight Show.
And here's the thing. He's got such a big lead, he really didn't have to hear your picks.
That's great. Right.
Yeah, your picks are irrelevant to me.
Those are the pro picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and futures bets at the king of sportsbooks. Get the app today, and if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. They have helped the lives of many and continue to be just a phone call or click away. 800-GAMBLER. Support. Treatment. hope. Well, the ENN before the conference championships, I believe, is one of the most important ones of the year. Taking us into the weekend. A weekend where we have a Saturday now without football. That hurts some people. So they need to be lifted into this weekend on a carpet of joy. And that's Peter's eighth book, Carpet of Joy. But ENN coming up next, right here on Yes, and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.